ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The man suspected of driving his truck into a church in Grand Blanc, Michigan, then opening fire and setting the church on fire, has been identified as Iraq war vet Thomas Sanford. ABC's Josh Margolin with more on a possible motive.
Officials last night at their final press briefing of the day said this was being investigated as an act of targeted violence, but they didn't say it was being investigated as an act of domestic terror or a hate crime. That's the type of thing they would say if they had confirmed a motive that suggests that Christians were being targeted for being Christians, for practicing their faith.
Sanford was killed in a shootout with police. In North Carolina, three people were killed, five injured, when a gunman on a boat opened fire on a crowded pier.
He was, really was shooting fish in a barrel.
That's Steve Emmons, who was there, the gunman charged with murder. In Washington today, President Trump will meet with top congressional leaders of both parties on avoiding a government shutdown. This is ABC News. A shakeup in the New York City mayor's race.
Just 5 weeks before Election Day, the scandal-scarred mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is dropping out of the race.
I cannot continue my re-election campaign.
Adams facing mounting pressure, trailing badly in the polls, and the White House urging him to quit. Trump rails against progressive frontrunner Zoran Mamdani, a self-described Democratic socialist.
Perhaps a communist mayor.
Trump preferring a one-on-one race between Mamdani and former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Mamdani and Cuomo are also running against Republican Curtis Sliwa. Today is National Coffee Day. If you need a boost, some coffee chains are offering discounts, even free cups of Joe, Krispy Kreme, Dunkin', Starbucks. All have free coffee promotions today. The cost of coffee getting higher in part due to the tariffs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The average price of a pound of ground roast coffee is up 40% compared to a year ago. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high temp pegged to be around 84 degrees today. Mainly sunny and very warm for this time of year. Southeast to south winds around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible late, and a low of 55. Tuesday, partly cloudy, continued quite warm, a high of 81. Some clouds Tuesday night and 54. Wednesday, partly sunny and mild, and a high of 77. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy and warm, and a high of 80. Friday, very warm, lots of sunshine, and a high of 84. In Richland Center, temperatures in the low 80s yesterday. And right now, as we look out and about after a midnight reading of 53 and a low of 49, it is 50 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise on this Monday, September 29th. It is time to officially begin our broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red flag, the bombers being in air, gave through the night that our flag was new. Oh, say,
Charlie Daniels on WRCO Radio and Softly and Tenderly. Before that, our national anthem performed by the Statler Brothers. Hello, friends. It's me, Phil Nee, and it's good to be in to keep you company again with the old Light in the Milk House show. Well, I wish I could say it was a great Packer win last night, but it was not. But it was not a loss. Yeah, a 40-40 tie. In all of my, kind of like predictions and feelings, I would have never predicted that both teams would score 40 points. That is just ridiculous. Shows our offense that was doing pretty well. Our defense, both defenses, you kind of wonder what was going on there. And our defense is supposed to be so much better, but 40-40, the final last night, a very big slugfest in Dallas. And both teams kind of felt like they lost, even though they didn't really lose. We'll have details coming up when we check sports, including a host of sports scores. The last day of the regular season for Major League Baseball yesterday as well, as we approach the days of October for the majors. And the Brewers in the playoffs coming up. Here's Freddie Weller.
Indian Lake is the scene you should make with your little one. Keep it in mind if you're looking to find a place in the summer sun. Swim in the cove, have a snack in the grove, or you can rent a canoe. At Indian Lake, you'll be able to make it like the Indians do. You take a bus marked Lakewood Drive, and you keep on riding till you're out of the city, where the air is fine with the sweet-smelling pine and the countryside's pretty. And you'll see daffodils peeping over the hills, or a honey-loving mama bear. Just take a left at the bridge, go down to Watertown Bridge, and in a minute you're there. Indian Lake is the
scene you should make with your little one. Keep it in mind if you're looking to find a place in the summer sun. Swim in the cove, have a snack in the grove, or you can rent a canoe. At Indian Lake, you'll be able to make it like the Indians do. Indian Lake is the scene you should make with your little one. Keep it in mind if you're looking to find a place in the summer sun. Swim in the cove, have a snack in the grove, or you can rent a canoe. At Indian Lake, you'll be able to make it like the Indians do. At Indian Lake, we'll be able to make it like the Indians do.
Joe Royal and Donna Fargo on WRCO Radio, members only. 5:15 the time. We're at 49 degrees in Richland Center. A reminder, an American Red Cross blood drive will be held at South Elementary School in Reedsburg today from 11:30 until 5:30. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Also, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country, Richland County Office, will offer a series of adult education classes on ways to boost your brain and memory. Boost Your Brain and Memory will be held coming up starting today through November 10th from 1 until 2:30 at Richland Center Community Center. To register, call Pam Kohlberg at 608-548-3954. And a community forum will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. It will be a community session to update all interested parties on the upcoming issues of the Richland County community. The Richland City Council, along with Simons and Richland School District and the Richland Hospital, will be in attendance. And all are welcome to attend tonight's. That invitation is for everyone tonight, starting at 6 o'clock.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, we saw calves and slaughter cows steady, but with many lower quality cows. Holstein bull calves sold from 7 to 10.30, beef crossbred calves 8 to 15.70 over the pound. The fleshy, better conditioned cows range from $1.20 to $1.40, with the thin, questionable health cows $1 and down. Beef bulls up to 173. We'll be back on our regular schedule with a next sale on October 3rd. Contact us at 608-627-1401 for all of your livestock marketing needs, whether you're buying or selling. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of a five-county area.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
From breakfast through dinner, Muscatine Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza offer something for every meal. Customers can start their day with a hot, cheesy breakfast pizza, enjoy a hearty hunk of pizza at lunchtime, and bring home a delicious 12-inch pizza with wings for dinner. Known for friendly hometown service, this local favorite treats every guest like family. While there, visitors can also fill up with top-quality fuel. Orders can be called in ahead at 739-3733 for quick pickup. Muscatine Mini Mart remains the community's trusted stop for great food, welcoming faces, and more.
Your car works hard for you, so give it the best. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has select Napa antifreeze and coolant to keep your engine running at the perfect temperature. And for a deep internal clean, look no further than Seafoam, starting at just $8.99. But Napa's more than just fluids. Stop by for their 11-ounce cans of free, all deep penetrating oil, now just $9.99, to handle those tough jobs. Get what you need to take care of your car, truck, or lawnmower at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, your trusted source for quality parts.
An update on sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Micah Parsons finally got a sack for the Packers against his former mentor in overtime, but nobody won in the Star Rushers' return to Dallas Sunday night. The Cowboys had to settle for a short field goal on the opening possession in overtime. That kick coming two plays after Parsons tackled a scrambling Dak Prescott from behind at the four for a sack. Green Bay then drove the field for a field goal on the final play of overtime to tie it at 40. Parsons finished with that one solo tackle and sack, along with two assisted tackles and three quarterback hurries in the game yesterday, or last night, early this morning. The NFL, elsewhere, it was Pittsburgh 24-21 over the Vikings, Atlanta 34-27 over Washington, Buffalo 31, New Orleans 19, Detroit beat Cleveland 34-10, Houston 26, Tennessee nothing, Giants 21-18 over the Chargers, New England beat Carolina 42-13, Philadelphia 31, Tampa Bay 25, Jacksonville 26-21 over San Francisco, the Rams 27 and Indianapolis 20, Bears 25-24 over Las Vegas, Kansas City 37, Baltimore 20, and in overtime it was Green Bay and Dallas tying at 40. There you go. That's the scoreboard from the NFL. And now baseball. The game's final day of the regular season. It was Milwaukee beating the Reds yesterday 4-2. The Brewers now await their playoff fate as they have a first round bye. Also yesterday it was Atlanta 4-1 over Pittsburgh. San Francisco 4-0 winners against Colorado. The Cubs edged St. Louis 2-0. Miami 4-0 over the Mets. And San Diego beat Arizona 12-4. From the American League, Boston 4, Detroit 3, Yankees 3-2 over Baltimore, Kansas City 9, the Athletics 2, Houston 6-2 over the Angels, Toronto 13, Tampa Bay 4, Cleveland 9-8 over Texas. And an interleague play, the White Sox 8-0 over Washington, Philadelphia 2, Minnesota 1, and the Dodgers 6-1 over Seattle. That's a look at sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
All right, 49 degrees here at WRCO Radio, headed toward a high of 84 a little bit later on. And those 80-degree temperatures, they're going to hold for much of the week and even this coming weekend. It'll be, again, quite summer-like for the coming days and for the many events scheduled for this weekend. Our aerobic polka, while it's still cool of the day, is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Here we go, kids. It's aerobic polka time. A one and a two and a... Here we are.
Sure.
That's Rip Snorter, the aerobic polka from the Six Fat Dutchman, the Liechtensteiner polka this morning as we hit the road and get ready for Monday. This is Dave Dudley.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make my livings all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm a-happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight.
Walk through this world with me. Go where I go. Share all my dreams with me. I need you so. In life we search, and some of us find. I've looked for you a long, long time. And now that I found you, new horizons I see. Come take my hand and walk through this world. This world with me, go where I go, share all my dreams with me, I've searched for you so, and now that I've found you, new horizons I see, come take my hand and walk through this world with me. Come take my hand and walk through this world with me.
George Jones and a classic Walk Through This World With Me. It is 5:30. We're headed toward 84 a little bit later on today with southeast to south winds around 5. It'll be mainly sunny today. Right now we're at 49 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Additional commodity assistance is coming. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorseed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. The USDA's Farm Service Agency has issued a second payment to farmers participating in the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins told the Ag Outlook Forum there was $2 billion left to distribute.
As producers continue to face market volatility, the ECAP program has helped them navigate the economic challenges that you faced in 2024, hopefully making it slightly easier to secure financing for the next crop year.
Late last year, Congress approved $10 billion for USDA to help farmers offset low commodity prices. A partial economic payment was issued to qualifying farmers in the spring. USDA says funds remain, which allow the department to distribute the recent payment. Rollins says since March, USDA has distributed payments to more than 560,000 farmers through ECAP. The state veterinarian in South Dakota says highly pathogenic avian influenza has returned early this fall. Beth Thompson says it's likely caused by several factors.
Have seen a number of the teal ducks that are coming back non-negative. The rain that we've had East River this year, we've got a lot more potholes, we've got a lot more sloughs, places where those migratory birds are landing, and we're moving into harvest.
South Dakota had at least 10 confirmed cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza this fall, most of those commercial turkey flocks. In Wisconsin, the first case for the fall was reported last week, and more than 2 million egg-laying hens are being depopulated in Jefferson County. The vice president of the American Soybean Association says the U.S. is quickly losing market share with critical trading partners.
It's a three-alarm fire, for sure. I mean, it's very concerning.
Scott Metzger, a farmer from Ohio, says the latest example was China recently purchasing 20 shiploads of soybeans from Argentina. He tells Brownfield ASA is extremely disappointed that the Trump administration provided $20 billion in economic support to Argentina, and the results were very alarming.
They were able to cut their taxes on theirs until they hit that $7 billion. And they sold several cargoes of loads of soybeans that, as a soybean farmer, it would have been a lot better if they would have came from the United States.
Metzger says the U.S. needs to prioritize securing an immediate trade deal on soybeans with China instead of helping a direct competitor. U.S. red meat and poultry in cold storage ended August below year-ago levels. USDA said red meat stocks were 7% below the end of August of last year, with a 13% drop in pork due to lower production and good demand canceling out a 2% gain in beef. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Couldn't have.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffle's Hybrids.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? the Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Direct cash cattle trade ended Friday somewhat quiet and cash hogs closed lower. Good morning, I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had light trade reported in western Nebraska and Colorado. The live business was marked at $235, which is below asking prices of $239. This follows some direct business that took place on Thursday. At the winter livestock auction in Pratt, Kansas, compared to last week, feeder steers 675 to 1,000 pounds sold $1 to $12 higher. However, thin-fleshed and reputation steers sold up to $20 higher. Steers 300 to 675 pounds sold unevenly steady. However, thin-fleshed and reputation steers sold up to $20 higher. The USDA says demand was good. Feeder supply included 65% steers and 63% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Median arch-1 feeder steers 554 to 564 pounds brought 465 to 467 with an average price of $465.80. Medium and large one feeder heifers 653 to 692 pounds brought 349 to 364.50 with an average price of $360.56. Box beef closed lower. Choice was 54 cents lower at 371.43 and select was 101 lower at 352.44. Estimated cattle slaughter was 88,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to lower with light closing negotiated sales at the major direct markets. Most buyers were able to supply some leverage after moving larger needed supplies earlier in the week. The USDA's most recent quarterly hogs and pigs report is pointing to tighter market ready numbers in the coming weeks. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.32 lower with a base range of 95 to 106, with a weighted average price of 103.18. Iowa, Minnesota was 87 cents lower with a weighted average price of 103.95. Western Corn Belt was 108 lower with a weighted average price of 103.93. Butcher hogs were mixed at the cash market in Dorchester, Wisconsin. Barrows and gilts were steady at $74. Sows were trending a dollar lower to $3 higher for a range of $67 to $77. At Illinois, barrows and gilts were steady at $63 to $73. Pork values closed $2.53 higher at $113.52. All cuts were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 471,000 head. At the CME, live cattle futures were mostly higher, and lean hog futures were supported by the steady to firm cash during the session and the higher midday pork. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
At Harkey Lumber, they're more than just a lumber yard. They're your full-service building partner. From drafting and engineering to energy audits, estimates, design, delivery, and construction support, Harkey Lumber has you covered from start to finish. No project too big or too small. Call the trusted experts at Harkey Lumber at 608-985-7207. Proudly serving the community since 1969. Harkey Lumber, located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Direct cattle business Friday was mostly at 235 live. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans did close higher on short covering. November was up 1.5 at 1013 and 3/4. January was 1.75 higher at 1033. Corn was down on harvest pressure. December was 3.75 lower at 422. March was down 3.5 at 438 and 3/4. Live cattle were mixed, watching the direct markets. October was down 25 at 231.80. December held at 234.40. On supply tightness, October feeders are up 295 at 357. And hogs were supported by tight supply projections and the cash and wholesale trade during the session. October was up $1.40 at 101.50, and December was 242 higher at 91.05. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Advice for farmers and non-farm motorists about staying safe on country roads. Today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When farmers take their equipment onto public roadways, they're obligated to have that equipment in safe condition. That includes lighting and marking, according to John Shutsky of the University of Wisconsin.
The bottom line is we're talking about making vehicles more conspicuous. And the big way that we do that and the way we've done this going all the way back into the 1960s is the SMV emblem.
Shutsky says regulations may vary state to state, but there are some basic lighting and marking standards for equipment that need to be followed.
But this really ought to be like our bedrock, and we ought to be starting from this sort of base. When we upgraded things in 2012, it was like, yeah, ASABE standards are nice, but like we don't really technically, we don't have to follow those. And the bottom line is, like, you know, why not? Like, there are these options. If it's too expensive, there are feasible workarounds.
Motorists also need to be responsible in these situations, according to Cindy Kovar, program manager for Texas AgriBility.
You know, we're not going to get there a whole lot quicker by speeding past and putting ourselves or others at risk. So just find some patience and enjoy the view while you take a few minutes to get past them.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994. For 2020.
A global dairy company that developed light-activated seed traits has partnered with global dairy cooperative Fonterra. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, now through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. New Zealand-based dairy cooperative Fonterra is investing in Biolumix X-Traits technology and working with the Fonterra Farmer Network to improve forage grasses. Biolumix founder and chief science officer Jason Wargent says using light to program beneficial traits into seeds without altering DNA is a faster, natural alternative that works with varieties farmers already trust. Fonterra's chief science officer, Jeremy Hill, says the partnership signals a new era for forage innovation to supercharge pasture-based dairy systems, unlocking greater productivity with technology that's readily scalable. The partnership will work to improve the productivity and resilience of ryegrass starting in New Zealand. Field trials begin next year with the goal of launching a commercial product in 2028. Biolumic is already using specific light frequencies to bring out desired traits in corn and soybeans at their Cuba City, Wisconsin and Illinois field offices and a laboratory in Massachusetts, as well as their New Zealand operations. Cash dairy prices were mixed again Friday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as cheese prices fell and butter continued to rebound. Dry whey was unchanged at 64¾. 40-pound cheese blocks down 1¼ cents at 162½. Barrels down 2¼ cents at 162¼. Butter prices were up 8 cents at 172. Not that dry milk up 0.75 cents to 115½. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season. And let's get familiarized.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
It will be another warm one today, a high of 84, mainly sunny and very warm for this time of year. Southeast to south winds around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible late, and a low of 55. 81 for high tomorrow and 77 on Wednesday. Right now, WRCO, after an early reading this morning of 53, we are down from that to the current mark. It is 49. We'll have more about weather coming up here when Tony Schumacher stops by to check that out for you. Oh, my goodness. And if you stayed up late last night watching that Sunday night game, Dallas and Green Bay tying at 40, that's not an outcome that I would have predicted. Even if I would have predicted a tie, I certainly would have predicted that many points scored in the game. But it happened last night. We'll have more a little later on when we check sports.
It's early. It's local. It's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. I think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like him and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. The sun is gonna shine above. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love, love. And in the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Love a guy who holds the world in a paper cup. Drink it up. Love him and he'll bring you love. And if you find he helps your mind, better take him home, home. Yeah, don't you live alone. Try to room with lovers on. Honey, everything
Jones, he's a one-woman man here on WRCO. Tony's weather is coming up here on a Monday as we set the stage for the final couple of days of September. And I can't believe it, the beginning of October later this week.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions are here to help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at auction. We have locations in Columbus, Spring Green, Muscadet, and Hillsboro, and do on-site auctions across Wisconsin. We believe in the live auction, and our live auctions consistently get top dollar. You can hire anyone to sell your stuff, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This year will mark the 103rd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming. WRCL will be proud to be a part of that with interviews with students and those that make it happen. Join us for update reports all week long leading up to the Ithaca School Fair Saturday. Update report sponsors include Driftless Area, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Wilkinson Auctions, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevrolet, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Tri-County Building Supply, Wilson Door and Construction, and Town Taxi.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like another summer-like week here across the upper Midwest and very dry as well, with high pressure pretty much remaining in control. Temperatures for much of the period will average about 10 to 14 degrees above normal. It will be just a few degrees cooler later Tuesday and Wednesday as a weak front comes through with a bit more cloud cover. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine shaping up again late in the week. It does look like by next weekend, more humid air will come in. Also, a front approaching from the northern plains, so at least a small chance of a shower coming up by Saturday night and Sunday, although the current data keeps the bulk of it off to the west and north of us. There could be a higher chance of rain as we get into early to mid next week. Here's that forecast for today, mainly sunny and very warm for this time of the year. High temperature up to 84, southeast to south wind near 5. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog possible late, low at 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, continued quite warm with a high of 81, east wind between 5 and 10. Wednesday brings us a bit more cloud cover, high 77. And Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy, warm again, low at 51, high near 80. Friday could be the warmest day of the week with lots of sunshine, low in the mid-50s, high in the middle 80s. Saturday, partly cloudy, warm and a touch more humid, low 62 with a high of 82. Now, there is a slight chance of a couple of showers Saturday night and Sunday, but still a lot of warm temperatures and even a few peaks of sun. Sunday's low at 58 with a high near 78 degrees. Again, we're looking at a higher chance of rain as we go into next week. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, 49 degrees, our temperature. Yesterday's high was 81. The record high, 91, set in 1953. The record low, 24 in 1967. A year ago, 79 the high, and the low was 48. Sunset will occur at 6:47 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:57, coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer steady at 30.21. No precipitation today. Right now, it is 49 degrees, our overnight low.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An ex-Marine smashing his pickup into an LDS church in Grand Blanc, Michigan, opening fire and setting the building ablaze. Four people were killed, the gunman also killed in a shootout with police. With just hours to go before the federal government shuts down, President Trump will meet today with top Democratic and Republican leaders in Congress. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington with more on what each side wants.